Brokaw Show right here, 720 WGN. All right, the alderman, one of the aldermen from downtown. There's two aldermen who kind of work the downtown lakefront area. And Alderman Brian Hopkins is with us. And there have been a rash of robberies downtown in Streeterville, North Streeterville as it's known, which is just east of Michigan Avenue. It's that area like down near East Lakeshore Drive and then parts inward, Water Tower Place, places like that. And a number of other kind of crimes. We're going to get to the Louis Vuitton crime here in just a moment that happened last night, which is on Michigan Avenue. But before we do that, there have been a community alert about this, and we should, for people who are listening to us in that area, they should know about this. So far, it's been identified as a white van. Number of teens disgorged or early 20s, men and women disgorged from the van, try to take down a lone walker, whether it's somebody walking a dog or they're just walking alone, and hit them, kick them, get them on the ground, and then steal whatever they can from them and get back in the van and get away. Is that about right?
Yeah. What's unique about this is the specific geography that this has been happening. A very small area, not just Streeterville, not even just North Streeterville, but just a couple of square blocks in North Streeterville. So they seem to, for whatever reason, have decided that this particular area is going to be their hunting grounds, and they're going after phones.
And it's east of Water Tower Place, essentially.
Of Water Tower Place, so yeah. Just west of Inner Lakeshore Drive and north of the park on Chicago Avenue.
Right. So Pearson to Walton there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what all the victims have in common is they were either on their phone at the time or carrying their phone in a visible way. So we know these offenders are targeting phones in particular.
So phones are not, they're not looking for money? They haven't been taking money?
Well, in a couple of instances, just sort of as an afterthought, they've grabbed some purses and they've grabbed some jewelry. But I just actually just got off the phone with one of the victims. I was talking to her about an hour ago, and she said they seemed interested in nothing but her phone.
Were they all women? I thought I read that most of them were women victims.
Most were, yeah. Okay. Two males that we know of. The rest were women.
In terms of victims?
In terms of victims,
okay,
yeah.
And how many victims do we have so far?
Well, we've got five incidents that we're connecting with these same group of offenders. Last night's incident, there were three victims that were targeted. One, there was a solo victim.
There was one last night as well?
There was one last night as well, yeah.
Okay.
And that one happened on Chestnut.
And that's been happening for the last three, this is the last three nights, four nights or something like that?
Actually, Christmas Eve was the first, mm-hmm. The first incident that we connected to this specific vehicle, which, as you mentioned, Roe, was a white Jeep that we're looking for and actually have come pretty close to apprehending a couple of times.
I think they know what it is, too. Was it stolen?
Yes, it was reported stolen shortly before Christmas. It was reported stolen in Homer Glen.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So how do you combat it? How do you slow it down? How do you stop this?
Yeah, well, you know, we've deployed undercover resources all over Streeterville right now. Streeterville actually is saturated at the moment. It's probably the safest neighborhood in Chicago right now because we've pretty much got a cop on every corner. We're also deploying the bike patrol officers. They're going to be on their bikes all weekend long as well. We're using the license plate reader technology, and we've got some undercover resources, and we're also working with Northwestern University Police. Interestingly enough, in one of these incidents, the Northwestern University Police were the first on the scene. They beat the Chicago Police by a couple of minutes. So
they're right there.
Very helpful. They're right there, yeah. And you know that's their area.
On the other
too.
Side
it's
of that
their
park.
Campus. Their students, their staff, their faculty are walking the streets of Streeterville
well,
as well.
Well, that neighborhood and I grew up in that neighborhood. That neighborhood is always had a huge amount of personnel from the hospital. You know, the people, whether it was staff or doctors or whatever it happened to be, that were living in those. It's one of the most dense. This is the reason this is an important story. It's one of the most dense neighborhoods in Chicago because you've got buildings that you've got the Hancock Building there. You've got Water Tower Place. You've got all those the smaller buildings. But the smallest building there is 20 something stories. And, you know, with hundreds of apartments, you've got thousands of people living in that really dense little area. And it's the same amount in eight square blocks. It's the same amount that would be in, you know, maybe two neighborhoods in Chicago, numbers of people.
Yeah, basically, it's our version of Manhattan.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting because it is a soft target because people are walking around there. There's always going to be somebody walking around, but they don't walk around. Sometimes on the one block that they've been really targeting, which is only a three block long street just west of Lakeshore Drive, Inner Lakeshore Drive, is you can get in and out of there very quickly. And generally, there's only like one person walking out at a time. And that's, you can see exactly how this could happen. It's very scary for people downtown. And it's right off of Michigan Avenue where you had this, again, another one of those smash and grab kind of robberies at Louis Vuitton last night, where how many people do we think went into that?
It was a large group, seven, eight.
Right,
at a time.
Go in, and they've got bats or whatever they're using to smash the counters and to also get stuff.
Yeah, and there were a couple of members of this group, which was rather organized, stayed outside and to monitor the door. They were about 75 feet from Chicago police officers who were posted there, and they saw them and just had no fear. They were literally not afraid.
The uniformed police
officers in their orange vests, what we call the VRI unit. Who were present and didn't realize what was happening until, of course, it was too late. And by then, the offenders had the merchandise and they, ran to their vehicle and made their escape.
And then there was a robbery about a half hour later up in Northbrook at another Louis Vuitton. I guess we're investigating whether that's connected.
Yeah, we're in touch with the Northbrook police and they're pursuing a connection there. It seems too much of a coincidence to not be connected.
So Michigan Avenue, and we've been talking about this, has been a problem for it's an issue of these kinds of robberies on Michigan Avenue and also Oak Street and the other associated shopping areas there. What, again, to Kevin's earlier question, what can we do?
Well, as I said, we're doubling our patrols. We can catch these offenders and bring them to justice. And then from that point, it's up to the state's attorney. That's probably the topic of another show.
That's the topic coming up in just a few minutes.
But all we can do is make every effort we can to catch them.
So the idea is once they're caught, like let's say we grab up the people, it's seven or eight people that were doing this. Because they go into a store, they didn't actually assault anybody. The assault on the street would be handled, I would imagine, differently. I would hope differently. But if they go into a store and they steal stuff and then they get away, there's a story out there, and please confirm it if it's true or deny it if it's not, that you have to basically get caught stealing in a store multiple times before they will actually hold you overnight in jail here.
Well, the state's attorney's office is using 10 offenses as the number where they'll take it seriously. If you're convicted and 10 misdemeanor offenses of theft.
Convicted or charged with?
Convicted.
So you have to go through the whole conviction process.
Go through the whole process. And after 10 misdemeanors, they'll take it more seriously. But you need to get to that number before they escalate the case.
Well, Louis Vuitton, they said it was $50,000 in merchandise.
Right, so
that's a felony.
These would be felony cases.
Why is it 10? That seems high to me.
It's an arbitrary number. That's something that state's attorney's office came up with early in the term of the current state's attorney. I'm not sure where she got that number. I imagine that'll be a topic of much debate in the upcoming campaign for that office.
Oh, you think so? Yes, well, it's going to start because Bob Fioretti is going to join us coming up in a few minutes. He is a candidate for Cook County State's Attorney. He's a candidate for a lot of things. I know he's sort of perpetually been running for things for a long time, but he is a guy that was a longtime alderman in Chicago, and he thinks that Kim Fox doesn't even have the proper amount of signatures on her petitions. So we'll find out about that. I mean, it's like, It's a scary moment because Chicago, as much as people want to decry downtown, if you don't live downtown or you don't work downtown, you're like, oh, downtown, they're all fancy people. They're doing this. They're doing that. They're the cause of the problem. It's actually the engine that drives the economy of the city. And if you didn't have the businesses and you didn't have the tax returns, the property tax returns from downtown and the North Side and all the Gold Coast and all the rest of that stuff, this city would have a huge financial problem. And they say, well, why do you spend all those resources down there? Well, that's the reason.
Yeah, and people talk about retail theft as a victimless crime. The companies can survive and they've built it into their bottom line. That's not necessarily true. We're at the point now where the loss prevention specialists on Michigan Avenue are telling us that their inventory shrinkage rates have doubled in the last 3 years, from an average of 5% up to 10%. Stores are going to start to close. They can't possibly compete in this Amazon world
and
where
people will get fired.
And have theft at that level. They're going to start closing their stores. That affects jobs. That affects the character of the community. That affects Michigan Avenue as a retail tourist destination. We all suffer for that. It's not a victimless crime. And the other piece of this is the increased violence that we're seeing with these shoplifters. Shoplifters used to want to get in and get out and not really attract any attention.
Undetected.
Now they're physically attacking the security guards. They're attacking the store staff. They're showing this increasing tendency towards violence that we never used to see. These are not victimless crimes. These are serious violent crimes, and they need to be taken seriously.
Alderman Brian Hopkins from the 2nd Ward here in the city of Chicago. Thank you very much, Alderman. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys.
As always. All right, we got the news coming up, and then we'll talk about Free Already, who wants to take on the current Cook County State's Attorney on the other side.
Extremely local news from your neighborhood at 718. Bob Surratt, WGN Mornings 5 to 9. WGN.